my people. Seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Well, praise Yah, everybody. Thank you for another blessed time to get together and to speak. So yesterday, in our last teaching, we spoke about drama and trying to avoid drama in our lives as believers, not to get involved or caught up in the world's ways and the world's drama and the things of this world. But we have to expound on that because there's so many things that enhance that drama, and the enemy has a way of stirring up our emotions and getting us involved in things that we have no business as brothers and sisters to be dealing with. No business in this battle of the spiritual warfare that's taking place. But he continues to incite us. He continues to, the enemy continues to get to us. And we need to recall and remember Ephesians 6:12 that says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, the powers, and against the rules of darkness in the world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And as we know this, we have to understand that our Creator not only gave us instructions and guidelines how to live our life, but He gave us the perfect example in human form of how to do it. Today, we're going to be talking about what stirs up this fire, or the drama that stirs up this fire, and what keeps it, either stirring it up to begin it or keeps it to spreading. What keeps the fire spreading? And before we get to the physical part of the spreading of the fire, we need to understand the choice we have to make every single day, and the way the enemy knows the way we think, and what he tries to do with us, and how he tries to destroy us. And I want you all to listen and think for a moment. Like, consider this seriously. Here's the thing with Yah. There's no middle ground. You're either for him or you're against him. There's no standing still. You're either moving forward or you're moving backwards. It's all or none. Yes, he has wonderful patience. Yes, it may take some time to overcome your struggles, but when your heart is truly transformed, Yahshua said, my yoke is easy. That's what we need to remember. Think about this as we get into what spreads the fire of the drama that's carried out by the enemy to want us to throw something on the fire. And anyone that comes against Yah's people, the people that have a heart for Yah, those that come against you, are the ones that will suffer the consequences. But somehow, some way, the enemy drags us in to become one of those people that spread the sparks of the fire, of the flame, to make it even worse. The enemy does this and leads people in ways I'm going to mention, but Yah's kingdom is different. And the people of Yah are different. And you need to think about this and repent. And repent means to change your mind or change your ways. If you're dealing with any of these things, at the time you're dealing with them, I'm not going to judge you to tell you you have the Holy Spirit or not, or you're being led by the Spirit or not. But I will tell you the Rahadak HaKodesh, the set-apart spirit, will never make you feel good about living in sin. And if you're committing one of these things, at least at that moment, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. Because if you're being led by the Holy Spirit, these things would not be part of you. And they're in no particular order. But then we're going to look at what's spreading this fire. So we're looking at rejection, hatred, violence, or love of violence. Just violence in general, violence. Jealousy and envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, or greed. If any things have become part of your life, that's not the Holy Spirit leading you. If you love or enjoy these things I just said, and you don't have any remorse about these things, you definitely need to pray to Yah that something be done, because you're losing this spiritual battle. Covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, a critical spirit. Fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful self-pity. And we spoke about gossip and self-centeredness. So we spoke about these things. And yesterday, as we were talking about drama, we started talking about gossip. Now, before we talk more about gossip and spreading rumors and lies, or even adding to the fire and trying to spread something that's truth, let's look at the things of Yah and ask yourself and think about it. Do you radiate these things on a daily basis? Joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, and wisdom. Are these things that you enjoy and that you want to make sure you're doing every single day? Justice, honesty, fairness, and sincerity, knowledge and understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. These are the things we must have in our lives each day. So how is the Creator using us to spread this? It's because when somebody hates Yah's people, they're going to come against him. I know there are many people out there, or there are some people out there, that get a joy out of knocking down Yah's people. For the scriptures say we are to judge, to lift people up, not knock them down. But there are people that want to destroy every so-called ministry of Yah, and they'll think about every lie and rumor and gossip they could think of to transform and make people's minds think that something is not the way it truly is. They're literally haters coming against Yah. And people out there today spread gossip and lies and rumors through the social media out there today, and even on television, or any way they can think of, any opportunity they can get to knock someone down and destroy someone. Yah's in the business, and Yeshua was the example of lifting people up, finding and bringing out the best in people, not the worst. For the scriptures do say, many are called, but few are chosen. The scriptures say, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. We have a choice of what we want to do. And if you're guilty of spreading the fire through rumors and gossip and creating more to the drama, you need to repent right now. Right now. But if you are the one suffering as a result from this, in terms of somebody creating gossip or rumors about you, do not repay evil for evil. Understand, Yah sees everything, and Yah be the justice. Yah be the justice. The rumors that are spread by people that hate Yah and his people, Yah knows exactly what's going on. So we need to not change the course of our life based on this injustice that's done out there today by man, and trust Yah. When the gossip and the slander come, and this world just loves gossip today. There are shows on TV that people will watch for hours, whole series of shows, and they don't deny it. They even have right there in the titles, Gossip Girl, Gossip Corner, and all these talk shows and everything else. They're all about gossip. That's what, you know, people's wicked hearts want. They want the gossip on the movie stars. They want the gossip on their neighbors. Never minding their own business. But then there's gossip in the church. about the leader of the church. There's gossip against ministries. There's gossips against Yeshua himself. People create rumors and come up with their own forms of the scriptures and start saying things of Yeshua that's really not true. Saying, oh, what he really loved, and the Bible's wrong, and he loved what Yah called sin. How low and deep do we have to come to that you're creating rumors and gossip and about our very Messiah? That's the sick world we live in today. Yes. So we look at some examples in scripture. You know, and I want to say this for all of you that have gossip coming against you, to not feed into that, to not add sparks to the fire. In 1 Samuel 24:9, we see the people telling David, telling Saul, oh, David's coming for you. But what is told, we see here, 1 Samuel 24:9, he said to Saul, Samuel said, why do you listen when men say David is bent on harming you? Why do you listen to these rumors and these lies? Wisdom 17:4 says, whoever practices evil pays attention to wicked speech. And the liar listens to this talk of the lies and the rumors. 1 Timothy 5:19 says, do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. And that's another thing we need to talk about, because Yeshua, there was two or three witnesses against him. They were false witnesses. They were false witnesses. Proverbs 18:7-8 said, the mouth of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. But what does the Bible say about this? About not spreading to it, about not adding to it. In Proverbs, another word for wisdom, 26:20-21 says, without fire, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, the arguments stop. Do we get that? Do we understand that? Exodus 23:1 says, you must not pass along false rumors. You must not cooperate with evil people by lying on the witness stand. Leviticus 19:6 says, you must not go around spreading false stories against other people. Don't do anything that will put your neighbors in life's danger. I am Yahweh. And then it says in Proverbs 20:19, whoever spreads gossip betrays confidences. So don't get involved with someone who talks too much. Proverbs 11:13 says, people who tell secrets about others cannot be trusted. Those who can be trusted keep quiet. And Proverbs 11:12 says, whoever derides their neighbor has no sense, but the one who has understanding holds their tongue. Even if you hear a rumor that are all true and not true, because you don't know, because they're just a rumor, it's not your responsibility or job to go and spread it. That's not your goal. That shouldn't be your desire. That's gossip. Is he said, she said game, or they said, we said game? You know who gets involved in that? People that hate Yah, or little children that don't understand Yah. But if you think you're mature and Yah led by the Rahadah Kodesh, you're not going to spread those rumors and those lies. You're not going to do it. Ungodly people purposely start rumors. They purposely start rumors. This is what they get a joy out of, and they want to do. When they were trying to, Pilate was trying to accuse Yeshua, Yeshua just answered his question with a question. He wouldn't even give him an answer. He wouldn't get involved in that, even though it was about him. Psalms 41:6 says, they visit me as if they were my friends, but all the while they gossip. And when they leave, they spread it everywhere. This is what the world does today. This is what the ungodly people do. Proverbs 16:27, a worthless man plots evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. This here is the drama I was talking about that you need to avoid and not get caught up in, and not change your plan of your day because somebody's planning a rumor or saying something that's fake. If you believe it's true, you need to figure out and repent. But if somebody's creating lies about you, you are not needing to waste your time to defend a lie. Proverbs 6:14 says, the perverted heart plots evil, and they consistently stir up trouble. You know, and when you're led by the rock, you could see that in people, who they are. Right away, you could say, oh, I'm not saying anything about that person. I don't even want to be around that person, because the next day, every lie from hell will come out against you. Somehow, some way, there are people out there that are masters of starting and spreading fires. Don't get caught up in that. Don't be used in their wickedness or what they're doing. There's no love in them. There's no reverence of Yah in them. And the enemy is just controlling them. Romans 1:29 says they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossipers. That's what they do. That's what they thrive on. You know, so we need to act different and not pay evil with evil. That's what we need to understand. You know, so the scripture, and I tell my children, what's the golden rule? The golden rule, do others as you would want them to do to you. Or love your neighbor as yourself. You know, Yah teaches us to love one another. There's no love for one another when we're coming up against them. You know, there's no gossip. There's no drama like this involved when you're exalting the love of Yah amongst your brothers and sisters and your friends or your neighbors or your co-workers, especially your spouse and your children, and then your creator. But those people that are being led by the wrong spirit, they'll start rumors and spread rumors about the creator. They'll spread rumors about their spouse. They'll spread rumors about their children, and they'll spread rumors about their friends and their so-called friends. And they'll spread rumors. These are people that they supposedly like and love. Can you imagine how wicked and evil they are towards people that they don't like? And there are people out there like this. That's what they do. You know how it says the enemy's looking to devour? He's always on the search looking to devour. And I don't know about you, but I know I could spot these people. The judgment of character, discernment. You know, when people do it for themselves, I can just go to a page on the internet, somebody's social media page, I know right away based on what they're posting, where their heart is. The two ways I know right away is what their picture is and where their heart is. That's the discernment that Yah wants us to have. You take any social media profile out there, however it pops up on my screen, I don't know, or you might not know how it got there, but you want to judge and discern right away. You see that by their picture and what they're posting will tell you their character. And as bad as and as wicked as social media is, well, when you're discerning somebody, it certainly does make it easier, because when people are like this and slandering and creating rumors and posting things about spreading rumors and all this, as opposed to spreading scriptures and spreading about the true love of Yahshua, right away, you see through their false act. I don't want to meet these people or be around these people, reply to these people. And I definitely don't want these people to see what I'm doing. Blocked. Block. One of the greatest features we have on social media. Block, block, block. You know, I don't want nothing to, I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what anyone thinks. When I see a post or a profile that's not in line with what I'm talking about here, somebody creating gossip and all this, or somebody that has a picture, says more than words, block, block, and block. I'm certainly not doing what people do and following them. And that's the problem, you see. Somebody will go to a site and they'll see inappropriate picture, or they'll see some text or something that's not showing the love of Yah, is spreading rumors and lies. And instead of blocking them, they'll friend them. It's like, what did you just do? That's like meeting somebody in the street that just is an agent for Satan, and becoming friends with that person. It's crazy that people do that. Psalms 15, verses 1 and 3 says, O Yah, who may stay in your tent, who may live on your holy mountain, the one who walks with integrity, does what is righteous, speaks the truth within his heart. The one who does not slander with his tongue, do evil to a friend, or bring disgrace on his neighbor. And this is a trap, because I know people, I know non-believers that have more discernment in this area than so-called believers. Believers that are so gullible and naive to others out there that spread rumors and everything else. But then you non-believers say, right, oh, I don't want anything to do with that person. But somehow, some way, it's obvious to them, but it's not obvious to others. 1 Timothy 6:11 says, But thou, O man of Yah, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Job 28:22 says, Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our ears. And Ephesians 5:11 says, Take no part of the fruitless works of darkness. Rather, expose them. So we need to show discernment in this area, in the way people are acting and what people are doing. Minding your own business instead of spreading to the fire. You know, so what's the choice you're going to make today, and what are you going to do? Is there something you need to repent of, to change of, to not keep doing it? It said in 2 Thessalonians 3:11, For we hear that some among you are living an undisciplined life, not doing their own work, but meddling in the work of others. Gossip, gossip, gossip. And there's all gossip out there on the television today. Gossip, gossip, gossip. It's all gossip. And this is the fire. Think about when you see gossip going on. Think about the enemy starting a fire and giving you a spark. Go spread this. Go spread this. Go spread this. You know, and I know. People, there are people out there, I mean, they'll literally use the internet to consistently bombard people with lies from false witnesses, with lies and gossip. Don't get caught up in that. And they love doing it, because their intent behind it is not Yah's love. Their intent behind it is just to please the enemy. To please the enemy. And it's sad. It really is sad when people got nothing better to do with their time than to try to attack Yah's people. Something is wrong with them. And they've chosen to follow the enemy. You know, but you know, in the spiritual battle, Yah is victorious. You'll be victorious if you stay on Yah's side and not get caught up in all this stuff. Immediately, people believe the rumors and, oh, yeah. Yeah. Nehemiah 6, 8 and 9 gives a good example. It says, "Then I replied to him, 'There is nothing to these rumors you are spreading. You are inventing them in your own mind. For they were all trying to imitate us, saying they will become discouraged in the work, and it will never be finished. But now my Elohim strengthened me.'" You see, rumors are nothing new. Rumors have been around since the longest time. You know, so the enemy has always been trying to destroy Yah's people, but we cannot let that happen. You know, Acts 21:24 says, "Take these men, join in their purification rites, and pay their expenses so that they can have their head shaved. Then everyone will know there is no truth in all these reports about you, but that you yourself are living in obedience to the law." And here we are talking about the Apostle Paul. And if you think one person of all the scriptures besides Yeshua that more gossip even to today is started about, and lies and people spreading untruths, it's mostly about the Apostle Paul, who's a man of Yah, who is for Yah, promoted the Torah, put his life on the line for Yeshua. And even today, people are creating false reports about that. Very sad, very sad. Job 42, verses 4 to 6 says, "You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. When I question you, you will inform me. I have heard rumors about you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I take back my words and repent in dust and ashes.' I've heard the rumors, but now I see the truth. People will spread rumors and lies about you because you're a believer, because you're close to Yah. But it says in 1 Peter 3:16 to 17, keep a clear conscience, so that those who speak miraculously against you, or maliciously against you, your good behavior in Yeshua may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better if Yah's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." So if people are going to come up against you and believe these rumors and the lies, like it says, suffer for Yah's goodwill, you know the truth. You know the truth, and it's not prideful to say, "I know I'm innocent." Let Yah be the judge. Don't get caught up in this drama. Don't get caught up in this drama. I pray you're all getting this, and this is helping you. And today's a new day. Purify yourself and cleanse yourself, and to avoid the gossip that's out there and the rumors and lies. Have a blessed day, everybody. Y'all be with you this day and always. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503 Lake Worth, Florida 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
So you're pregnant and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program, and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
And we wish you a great new morning. This is Wednesday. Hallelujah. And you're listening to Wednesday Live right here at WCNO, Palm City, Florida. Keep your dial set 89.9. We're going to have some great programming as well as music. Going to have a lot of guests coming around today and don't really know who all might show up. We found out yesterday that Sometimes people are just in the neighborhood and they come over and